Welcome to this uniquely brief and highly focused deep dive. We're really glad you're joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Today, we are examining an extremely concise piece of source material. I mean, it's just a single promotional excerpt regarding a Garland family Chevrolet.
It really is incredibly short.
Right. So, okay, let's unpack this. Here is the exact text we were provided. Quote, "New Chevrolet inventory highlights for families in Garland and surrounding communities," end quote.
It's just one sentence. But, when you only have one sentence of material, every single word carries immense weight.
Oh, for sure.
There's just zero room for filler. The intent behind each word has to be, well, hyper-focused.
Because the text is so brief, let's just, jump directly into who it's actually speaking to and why.
Yeah, let's do it.
To me, reading this feels a lot like seeing one of those highly filtered digital ad banners, the ones that seem to just stalk you online.
Oh, right, the ultra-targeted ones.
Yeah, exactly. But let's be real here. Does explicitly calling out families in Garland and surrounding communities actually change how the consumer views the inventory?
That's the big question.
Like, or is it just stating basic geography? Because it feels a bit like slapping a town's name on a corporate banner.
Well, what's fascinating here is the dual targeting strategy they're using.
Dual targeting.
Yeah, by combining demographics, so the families with hyper-local geography, like Garland and its surrounding areas, the text instantly attempts to build community trust.
Ah,
It
yes.
signals a localized, tailored experience, rather than just a generic national corporate message that you might normally just ignore.
Right. So it cuts through the noise because you see your town's name and think, oh, this is for me.
Exactly. Understanding who the message is for naturally leads us to analyzing, well, what is actually being offered to them.
And it's not just a list of vehicles, right?
Yes.
It's curated highlights.
Right.
Actually, I want to push back on that phrase a little bit. The whole new Chevrolet inventory highlights thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, why use the word highlights? Like, why not just say new cars for sale? It feels a little, I don't know, dressed up.
I mean, it is dressed up, but for a very specific reason. Highlights implies curation. It implies selectiveness.
Okay, so it sounds more exclusive.
A little bit, yeah. But more importantly, it subtly tells the Garland family buyer that someone has already done the heavy lifting.
Wait, really? Just from that one word?
Yeah. Says we've sifted through the bulk of our new Chevrolet vehicles to present only the most relevant, family-friendly options for your specific community.
Oh, wow. So it's basically preventing choice overload. Like instead of saying, here are 300 cars, go figure it out.
Exactly. It completely lowers the cognitive friction.
So what does this all mean?
Well,
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, it seems like even a single, simple sentence of inventory promotion contains highly specific demographic, geographic, and, well, psychological framing.
no, you hit the nail on the head. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, local commerce relies entirely on this kind of invisible architecture.
Making you feel seen, basically.
Right. It relies on making you feel catered to in your specific everyday context.
That makes total sense. Well, here is a final provocative thought to leave you with to ponder on your own. The next time a local business offers you a highlight reel or a curated list, ask yourself what specific geographic and demographic boxes did you have to check just to have those exact items put in front of you?